This program is a paid commercial announcement from Jacob Media Partners and does not reflect the views of WPHT or its management. Today's program is pre-recorded.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia, a radio.com station. And now, live from the Malamut & Associates Law Studios. This is Style with Stevola. Style with Stevola Sanchez, Philly's superstar of design and the self-proclaimed creator of tomorrow's unique style. Style with Stevola and his friends from around the fashion globe. And now, one of Philadelphia's most iconic providers of everything style. Stevola Sanchez. Stevola Sanchez.
Hi, it's me, Stevola. Welcome to the show. Thank you for tuning in, and please tune in every Saturday night at 11 p.m. on WPHT 1210 a.m. or on radio.com, where you can binge listen to all the past shows. Welcome, everybody. We have a super, super, super exciting show for you today, an incredible guest that I am so honored to have on the show. But before I introduce my guest, I have some fun things that I recently discovered. I think this is so cool. I just saw this on LinkedIn, and I mean, I like round of applause, like it's really, really cool. And so Mattel, I believe it's through Fisher-Price, but Mattel is launching a new collection of action figures to celebrate everyday heroes amid the pandemic. So, I mean, that's really, really cool. They represent doctors, nurses, first responders, delivery drivers, and grocery store workers. I mean, what an amazing idea. And the fact that they were able to turn it around and make this happen is pretty unbelievable. And so check it out on their website. I mean, they're really, really cool. And the great thing is that what I discovered is that all the proceeds will go to the first responders. It's an organization called First Responders First. So, I mean, that's pretty amazing. They are available now. It's a pre-order situation because I think of, you know, just all the production issues and things like that, you know, things that are happening in the world today. But it says that I checked it out on the website and it said that they'll be able to ship them out in December. So right around Christmas time. So I just think it's really, really great because they're action figures and they're designed so cool and they're real life people that, you know, that we all can look up to. So I think that's really pretty amazing. So thank you, Mattel. I really, really love that. I'm going to purchase a couple myself. So there was one other thing that I discovered that I'm going to try. I haven't yet, but I will definitely report back. And this is something that I thought was pretty interesting. Some of you may already know this, but there are things that you can take out of your fridge or in your kitchen, and you could actually make like homemade facial creams or homemade facials while you're home. I mean, it's a perfect time. You know, we're home. You know, it's a good time to take care of yourself, take care of your body, you know, do nice things for yourself. And I think facials are one of them, you know, keeping the skin clean. And, you know, hopefully some of these remedies will make us look younger, I should say, or keep us from getting any wrinkles. So one of them is called a banana facial mask. This is basically what it is. It's bananas. And you just mash them up and you put them on your face for like 10 or 20 minutes, and then you wash them off, and apparently it's got all of this great nutrients for the skin. So I thought that was really, really amazing. I would never think to put a banana on my face. but if you wanted it like a little bit, like to add something to it, you could actually mix yogurt, plain yogurt, and honey in it, which would also help with, you know, the nutrients and hydration and vitamins for the skin. So I thought that was really, really cool. There's another one called an oatmeal facial mask. Again, it's pretty much what it is. You just put, you know, you heat up some water and add the oatmeal to it. And again, you can add honey and you can even add like egg white to it and put it on your face, sit there for 10 to 15 minutes, wash off with warm water, and there you go. I mean, it's, you know, it's supposed to tighten pores. There's so many things. I mean, you can look these up online. If you just did like homemade facials, I just happened to stumble upon it, and it made me like so interested in it and excited because, you know, I have moisturizer, but you know, I haven't had a facial in a very long time, so that this would be kind of fun to do at home, and I'll let you know how it goes. There's another one that I thought was really kind of strange, and I don't know if it's gonna smell weird, but it's a mayonnaise facial mask. That's like, doesn't sound very intriguing, but I believe it's because of the oil and the eggs. It's supposed to be really, really good for your skin. And it's, you know, if you can stand it, and you know, you're supposed to leave it on for about 20 minutes. And it's supposed to be not only like for, you know, pores and cleansing, but it's also smoothing. It's like a smoothing situation. So I don't know. I'm gonna try it. I don't know if I can last 20 minutes, but I'm definitely gonna try it. Then there is a vinegar facial mask, and I read that this is like kind of, it's like a toner, which I thought was really cool. And you wash your face, you know, with maybe one of these masks, and then you get a tablespoon of the apple cider vinegar with 2 cups of water, and you mix it, and then you use it like as a toner. And apparently this is like, it dates back to the time of Helen of Troy. I thought that was really cool, fun fact, but I'm definitely gonna try this, so I'll let you guys know how it goes. But when we return, we'll be talking to one of my favorite people on the planet. He is an amazing talent, accomplished so much in his life, and I cannot wait to see what the future has in store for him. He's traveled the world. He's even been on television. He's one of my best friends. We've been friends for a very, very long time. He is the vice president of men's underwear for the iconic brand Calvin Klein. His name is Mr. Jason Scarlatti. So we will bring him on right after this break. Stay tuned.
Now back to Style with Stevola.
Hi, welcome back to the show. If you're just tuning in, we were talking about Mattel launching a collection of action figures to celebrate everyday heroes. They are called Thank You Heroes. So cool. Please check them out on the Mattel site. They're amazing. Also, we were talking about facials, how you can make them at home. I'm going to try these and report back. I think they'll be really fun. So if you missed it, go to radio.com and search Style with Stevola, and you can listen to the shows from the beginning. All the shows are up, including this one. Give it a day or two, but it'll be up and you can binge listen. And now I want to introduce someone who is very special to me. I've known this person, I just like did the math, for 20 years, which is crazy. He was my first friend in New York City when I moved there to go to college. And I'm so proud of all that he has accomplished. I'm excited to see what the future has in store for him. He's incredibly giving, caring, loving, and extremely talented. He is the vice president of Calvin Klein men's underwear, Mr. Jason Scarlatti. Hello, Jason.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm very, very excited. You covered a lot of territory.
I did.
I need to know about these facials.
Oh my God, they're so crazy. I can't wait to try them. Like, did you know you could just smear like mayonnaise on your face?
I mean, I've done it while eating, but not.
You mean like around your mouth?
Yeah. And I look glowing literally afterwards. Yeah.
You could just put it all over your face and like sit for 20 minutes. Oh, I'm going to try it. I don't know if I can stand the smell for very long, but I'm going to try it. So welcome. So, and thank you so much for being a part of the show. Like truly, this is an honor. Like it's amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'm so proud of you. And I love this media that you're doing. It's amazing.
Thanks. Thank you. Thank you. I hope everyone out there feels the same way. But okay, so let's get into you. Give us just a quick background of yourself, just so they get, you know, the audience gets to know you a little bit.
Okay. So I'm originally from Delaware, and I moved to New York City when I was 18 years old to go to Parsons School of Design. And actually, Tim Gunn from Project Runway was the president of Parsons. So that was kind of cool to watch his career explode.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, super cool. And then after Parsons, I started working in the apparel industry. I really wanted to design evening gowns. I really wanted to wear evening gowns, actually.
Don't we all?
Yeah. So I don't know how that happened, but I ended up doing men's underwear, and I've been at Calvin Klein designing the men's underwear collection for the last 5 years. I'm giving you the very short abbreviated version. So I've been, like you said, 20 years in the design industry in New York City. So yeah, and almost on like the same 2-block radius in Manhattan, which is really strange from school to my couple jobs. So it's really strange to not have left that area.
Right. Before you were at To Exist, right? So you're most of your career has been in the men's underwear industry.
Yeah. I was the creative director of To Exist men's underwear for 12 years. I loved that job. I loved that brand. And that's where I learned a lot about business, I think. So,
amazing.
Yeah. So Calvin Klein has been kind of epic for me because it's such an iconic brand. And, so I'm just super proud to be a part of that legendary brand and label.
Yeah. I mean, when I think of like Calvin Klein underwear, you just think of the most beautiful people, you know, wearing this, you know, this underwear. I mean, the photography and their ads have just been iconic throughout. I mean, since I've been looking at magazines, which is, you know, like probably since I was like 4.
Yeah. No. Oh my God. Before you had hands.
When magazines were like, you know, they were like on rocks.
Yeah. Cave drawing. I love that, right? That issue. No, it's really cool. And I think like, you know, Calvin Klein underwear was groundbreaking at the time when it first came out. There was no designer label branded underwear, you know, designer level at that time. So it's just such a cool history to be part of.
Amazing. Because if you wanted to do evening wear, and you have worn evening wear, because I've seen you wear it. But it's such a dramatic difference. Like how it just kind of happened, or like, were you like passionate about it at first, or were you kind of like, oh, it's a job, let me get in the industry, or, you know, what was that shift, or how did that come about?
I definitely just, you know, graduating college, like you're hungry to work. And so my first job out of school was for Joseph Abboud, which was at the time a menswear, very, very high-end menswear label, but he launched into a lot of women's categories, licensing products, which I love because I got to have my hand involved in like many, many different categories, from like shoes to belts to coats to home accessories. And I remember one day I had to draw toilet brushes. Literally, he gave me a rock and he said, make it feel like this. And I was like, how do I make a toilet brush feel like a rock? But I had to figure that out.
Wait, a toilet brush?
Yeah. For Bed Bath & Beyond, he did like a small collection. It was like a tissue box, a toilet brush, like bath accessories.
Oh my God, how cool.
Yeah, it was cool. But he wanted them all to feel like a river stone. And I was like, it's a toilet brush. It's not a river stone, you know? So,
right.
Yeah. I was able to explore a lot of different categories, and men's underwear was one of them. And then a job opening came up at Tommy Hilfiger. This is in like early 2000s. You and I were already friends bopping around Manhattan, and I went to Tommy Hilfiger for the underwear position. So that's how I transitioned into underwear. It was just because of, I had my hands in like a lot of different buckets at that time.
I mean, yeah, because I mean, if we go back to us bopping around in New York, like we met, we were both still in school, because I remember your whole graduation at Parsons, and then I graduated from FIT. And I remember you being at Joseph Abboud. Like, I remember, like, following your career. And then I was at Polo, Ralph Lauren. Wow. I mean, this we're talking, that's 20 years.
I mean, we were just, like, 4 years old.
Right. I know. Right. I know. We were so smart. We graduated college at four.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so cool, though. I'm so proud of you. I mean, you've accomplished so much. And I mean, I love that you've made appearances on, you know, some reality TV. Back in the day at the Janice Dickinson show, that was really fun. You came to LA to visit me when I was living there. And then recently you were it just aired. You were at the Sonia by Sonia Morgan fashion show.
I was. Yeah, it was. Oh my gosh. That was in September, that filmed. And it's weird being in New York, and I'm sure it was the same way for you in LA. You're kind of involved in these little reality shows that pop up here and there. And it's, you know, New York City is a huge city, but at the end of the day, it becomes a very small, the fashion industry, like an isolated business. So you're kind of in the same circles here and there. So I've come in contact with the Housewives of New York over the last couple of years here and there for odd and end reasons. But anyway, Sonia's a friend of a friend, and she was launching this, her ready to wear line, and invited us to the fashion show. And it was really fun. And, you know, a lot of drama ensued, and I don't know. I eat it all up. I love it.
I love it. And cameras around.
Cameras around. You know, you got to be careful what you say, because there's microphones everywhere, so you can't be like, oh, that's terrible. You
know? Right. Yeah. Like, what is she thinking?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, Sonia.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you just tapped into something kind of fun and maybe dirty. But what did you think of the collection? I had to put you on the spot.
I know. Okay. I thought that it looked a little amateur, in my opinion, but I think she has really good taste, and I loved her angle. So I'm not trying to be PC, because I do think she's smart. She designed a collection that was under $200, and it, like, she looks beautiful in it. So it was, like, very accessible. I thought the actual show, the run of the show, because you and I have done this before, was very, very scattered. It was like a day wear and then an evening wear. And then, so there was no flow to it. And that's something that I really love visually. But as far as the pieces go, for the price that they are, like, they're great. She looks great. I think it's fun. I just thought the actual show could have more refined eye.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, like the merchandising of the product, how it would come out, like all the sportswear. But then, and there's, you know, I just the few bits that I saw on the show, just having there's, you know, there was a lot, like it seemed like there was some white and gold and some black and some tweeds. Like it could be merchandised really beautifully. So each look that comes out kind of, it creates a color story and you know, and has a message behind it. I was watching bits and pieces of it on the TV, so it looked all over the place. But since you were there, I just really wanted to get your perspective on it.
No, that's how it was.
Yeah, I mean, listen. I mean, everybody is entitled to their own opinion, and just, you know, like pretend like, you know, you're working for Women's Wear Daily, and you have to write the truth about how you feel about a certain collection that comes down the runway, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think a fashion show is an opportunity to tell a story of the brand or of that season. You know, there should be a beginning, a middle, and an end, and have it flow. And I'm very visual, so I love when a color story, you know, like you start out with one color in it and a gradient. I love that. It gets me very excited. So that wasn't the case there. And
right.
So
right here, Jason, we have to go to a break, but let's talk more about like all this. This is so much fun. Everyone out there, please stay tuned. We have so much more with Mr. Jason Scarlatti. Welcome back. You are listening to me, Stevola, on WPHT 1210 AM, Style with Stevola. If you are just tuning in, we are talking to one of my favorite people in the world, the vice president of Calvin Klein Men's Underwear, Mr. Jason Scarlatti. Welcome back.
Hi.
Hi. okay. So we were just talking about Sonia Morgan's fashion show that you got an invite to, which is really, really fun and exciting. I saw a glimpse of you in the background when I watched the episode. I wanted to make sure I found you. And then we just kind of like we're breaking it down a little bit. When you do fashion shows, which we both have a lot of experience doing, you know, that they're, you know, should be some sort of like, you know, it, visually it just needs to be like captivating, right? And you have to feel something or like an emotion when you're watching this, correct? Do you feel the same way?
Absolutely. Yeah, should, I think it should tell a story and get you excited and like reel you in to the narrative.
Right, right. Now talking about fashion shows, does Calvin Klein for the underwear collections, do they do anything for like Fashion Week?
No, they haven't. They haven't involved underwear, at least since I've been there. I know they used to, and I really wish they would because it's so, I just think it's so part of the brand, so much, you know, so much part of the brand, but there hasn't been a runway show in a while. Raf Simons was designing, I think that was the last time there was a runway show. Raf Simons was the creative director of Calvin Klein two years ago, and that was the last time we did.
Yes, that was the when they had the high-end collection, right?
Yeah.
Raf Simons? Called,
yeah. It was very cool.
It was so cool. I loved it. Unfortunately, it didn't last, right? Or something?
Yeah.
They closed
I don't know if his contract just ended or they parted ways, but it was a great moment for the brand, which is super cool. It got a lot of attention. It didn't feel very Calvin Klein to me, like the roots of who the Calvin Klein brand was, which is also very cool. Like he took it in a very different direction and it was amazing to work with talent like that. So it was a very, very cool moment for the brand, I thought.
I loved it personally. I do the windows at Joan Shep here in Philadelphia and they carried the line and I mean I loved it. Like you said, it wasn't like when you saw it, you didn't think this is absolutely Calvin Klein.
Right.
But the way he designed it just made it very interesting that you couldn't just bypass it. You had to walk up to it and be like, what is this that I'm looking at right now? It's so captivating.
And the shoes were amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. The boots with the silver like logo like right at the tip of the boot. Oh, my God. Love.
Yeah.
Love, love, love.
Okay.
Now, being the vice president of the men's underwear, like, because people think underwear, how could you're a vice president of underwear? Like, there's so much more to it, though, than just underwear, right?
Yeah, I had no idea how much underwear there is to be made in every and I've been doing this for, like, over 15 years, so it's a lot of underwear, a lot of pouches.
Right. And maybe I should rephrase it because it's like it when somebody thinks, oh, it's just underwear. It's not just underwear. I mean, it's, you know, it's the fabrics that you choose, the designs that you make, you know, how it's going to feel and fit. Like all of that is so important, you know, and people think, oh, it's so expensive, but you pay for what you get. You know what I mean? There's a big difference between, you know, no disrespect, but you know, there's a big difference between Hanes and Calvin Klein.
Yeah. There's and it's just the way the world evolved. Like there's a lot of fabric technology and like you don't think about, oh, this would feel so much better if it was underwear, or this could do this for my body if I went jogging, or so there's, you know, we're combining a lot of technology every season that's new and cutting edge. So it's product that is made to better your day. You know, like if you wear an ill-fitting pair of underwear, you're in a bad mood all day because you're annoyed, you're agitated. But if you wear something that makes you feel sexy and good and comfortable, then you're super confident and you feel great about yourself. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't stand uncomfortable underwear.
No.
Like, I would rather, like, you know, like, I'll try different brands, but I mean, I've done it where I literally go in the bathroom and take them off and, you know, and not wear underwear for the day because they're so uncomfortable and just throw them out.
Oh my God. Okay.
Seriously, it's like, I'd rather be, you know, free than feeling uncomfortable.
No, it could be a torture device if it's the wrong, if it doesn't fit well. It could be really bad.
I mean, it's like bras for women. You know what I mean? Like, you know, the underwire or there's all kinds of different things that, you know, women, that don't like or that feel that something's really uncomfortable. And, you know, the better they're designed and thought through, I feel like they meet more people's needs, I should say.
Yeah. It's funny because I think it's a taboo topic. Like, people are afraid to talk about it. It's very funny when they talk about men's underwear, like, everyone giggles and it makes people feel really uncomfortable, but it's part of our everyday lives. So that's kind of challenging for me.
Right. Well, now I'm giggling because I want to ask you a question. How do you do fittings?
So we have a fit model and I fit everything. There's a lot of pointing and adjusting.
You probably don't. Do you use pins?
There's pins involved. There's a lot of the poor
guys. You have to be really careful.
Yeah, you got to know what you're doing. But it's just like any other fitting. There's the guy comes out and he's a great sport and he knows what. The model has to be very educated because you're in sensitive areas. So the model has to know this needs to move over a half an inch or a quarter of an inch. So it's very cool. There's like a whole science to it. And I do fittings twice a week. So it's a big part of the job to make sure it fits right. And
Not only visually fits right, but also like this, it's a specific type of model who truly fits underwear. So they could tell you what they need in order for it to be either fit right or be more comfortable.
Yeah. And this model, his name is Alex, and actually Calvin Klein himself chose him like maybe 15 years ago. He's still the same fit model. He's like the perfect size medium, 32-inch waist and really great guy. He's an excellent artist, by the way, too. But so we fit everything the size medium. We fit to his specs and then we grade everything up and down to size it from, you know, extra small to double XL or whatever that is.
Wow. Oh my gosh. It's a totally like interesting world. Like, cause it's, you know, it's, they're undergarments. They're, for most people they're essential, right? So, it's great what you do. And you make a lot of us feel very comfortable and sexy when we wear them. I have some, my husband Victor has some. We love them. The fabrics are really great. I love the ones that have like the tech fabric and then they're pretty incredible. Really, really comfortable. Now let's talk about something that's not so fun because, you know, it is happening in the world right now, you know, the pandemic and all the craziness and, you know, you're in New York. First off, I mean, you guys are okay, right? And your loved ones, everyone's okay.
Yeah, thank God everyone's healthy. I think my husband actually had COVID, but we were not able to get tested at all. So nowhere near a testing facility. So that was very early April, but he's feeling 100% and up and at him. And I didn't catch it. We slept in different rooms and, you know, tried to do the best we could, but so I don't know if he had it, but everyone now is healthy and we're just powering through, you know, trying to get by every day. But
yeah, I mean, and now obviously, I mean, with everything that's going on in New York, you're not working. I mean,
no,
or are you working from home, or how what's the work situation?
The business decided to furlough a very large amount. I would say more than half. Of the employees, which is devastating. But at the same time, I think we need to look at this as it's a global pandemic. It's not just a business decision. You know, it's a health concern for the globe. And so We're furloughed for 90 days so far. And I don't know if it'll go longer or shorter, or we'll see.
Right. Nobody knows.
No, but it's a decision that had to be very difficult decision that had to be made. And I can't disagree with it. And it hurts, you know, it makes everyone sacrifice, but it's the right thing to do, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Hold that thought, because I want to talk more about that. I think that, the listeners can relate, but we have to take a break. So please stay tuned. We are going to keep Jason on for the last segment. He is Calvin Klein Men's Underwear, the vice president. Stay tuned.
This is Style with Stevola. Style with Stevola.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Stevola, WPHT 1210 AM. This is the tail end of the show, but if you are just tuning in, you can check us out on radio.com and you can binge listen to all of our past shows. The best thing that I could recommend is to download the app on your phone and then search Style with Stevola, and then all of the shows will pop up and you can just listen to whatever show you want or all of them. All right. So we have Jason Scarlatti. In studio, well, we're not in studio. We're actually at home because of everything that's happening in the world. He's the vice president of Calvin Klein Men's Underwear. We were just talking about, you know, what you're going through, you know, with your incredible career, but now it's kind of like come to a halt with everything going on. And you were just talking about that you and almost half of the staff has been furloughed. Just repeat your take on that. Like the company that you work for, they furloughed you. Like, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, and it's hard for anyone to hear, but you have to put it into perspective and look at it as it's a global pandemic right now. So I think it's going to touch everyone. And I think we just have to be willing to, you know, go the distance with this and be understanding and not take it personally and do the right thing for everyone's health. It's not about your performance or who you are, or it's about keeping people alive, you know?
So, right. And healthy. Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I mean, you tap into a really, really important point, because, you know, with some of the states, you know, reopening and doing that kind of stuff, which, you know, we don't have to get into because, you know, it's all debatable. But,
yeah.
You know, and some states are, you know, have hit their peak, or they haven't, or they're past their peak. But regardless, I think, you know, with your point saying to stay healthy is really, truly keep the distance, keep your masks on. Wash your hands, yeah. You know, I just want that to continue, and stay at home if you can.
Yeah.
You know?
It really scares me to open too soon, personally, in my opinion, because I was living with someone, my husband, who I believe had COVID-19. You see how it really just takes over you. So I'm very hesitant to open things back up and jump right back. It's very scary. I really think we should take a minute and be patient and let this all play out a little bit longer, in my opinion.
Right. Right. I mean, it's with all this craziness, I know people have been out of work now for 2 months.
Yeah.
Restaurant workers and, you know, people that, you know, were making a decent living have not one dime coming in, you know, so it's scary, but, you know, unemployment has kicked in, so hopefully everybody's taking advantage of that. So, you know, but again, it does take 4 weeks. So I'm really interested in how people are going to pay bills.
Yeah.
You know, and myself. I mean, I'm not working, you know, right now. So it's, you know, times are tough.
Yeah. I think, what do you think? I mean, do you think you're ready to just hop back in, or you think we should
pause
a little bit? Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm a germaphobe. I mean, my hands are cracking like crazy because I've washed them like 5,000 times. Like, I wash them all the time now. And, you know, I go outside, I wear my mask, and, you know, sometimes I look really scary because I have this long black coat, and I bought this mask. It's kind of got some filters in it. It's got a plastic face, and it looks not a face, but a plastic thing that goes on top of it. And, and then I wear my big dark glasses so I can actually see where I'm walking, and they're they're tinted, and then my black baseball cap, and I'm 6'2", I think, or 6'1", maybe I shrunk. I mean, it really freaks people out.
So you look like Darth Vader, pretty much.
Totally, kind of. And a bit scary. So I've gotten reactions where like, who's that? Like, what's that person? Why are they walking towards me? But that's not even my worry. It's just, it's kind of funny, but I want to make sure that I stay healthy. And yeah. I mean, there are carriers out there too. So if I happen to be one and don't know it, like I would feel terrible if I actually infected other people. So,
yeah, you know. Agreed. Yeah.
So, so what does the future look like for you?
For me, there's a lot of puzzles happening right now. So that's
including nice. The Little Mermaid one on your coffee table.
The Little Mermaid. It's hard to get anything done in the house because I walk by and I'm like, oh, is that a shell bra? Like I drag you away and you can't get anything done because you just want to sit and do this puzzle. Right. You know, I don't know. I'm excited about the future, but I think it's going to be very different from what we're used to. So I'm excited kind of for all of us to have a new leaf and you know, try and do things differently. It sounds kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think it's great. I mean, you have a great attitude about it. And I hope, you know, the listeners like really hear that because, you know, it is a troubling time. And, you know, the last episode, I believe we talked about, because I was just feeling it a lot because, you know, we've been home for so many days. I just been getting I'm watching the news, which I actually had stopped, but it was giving me a lot of anxiety.
Yeah.
So I start, you know, I just shared with the listeners just like different things of how you can like meditate, which I don't know how to do, but I'm trying. And it seems to be helping though. It definitely seems to be helping. Do you have any tips of how you've been dealing with all this and being at home?
I do. I was listening to Ellen DeGeneres' stand-up comedy while doing my puzzle, mind you.
I love it.
I was hysterically laughing. It's like, I would choose things that bring you joy and focus on that. And so I just went back and was listening to this old stand-up routine from Ellen DeGeneres, which was hysterical. And just TV shows that make you laugh and things you enjoy. There's actually a lot of beauty out there. And I you know, like knock on that door again and revisit it because it's kind of cool what's out there.
Yeah, right. I mean, we have gotten so busy with our lives. Like, you know, we kind of lost touch, but I'm so glad that we were able to reconnect. I mean, it felt like we never left off. I mean, we just connected again immediately. Like everything's normal, but you know, life just kind of takes over. But, and you and I, we are going to schedule a Zoom call, right? Is that what it's called? I don't know, have the app, but everyone's talking about Zoom.
Yeah, we're going to do a Zoom call. You have to wear a wig and an evening gown.
Oh my God. I'm in. I don't know if I have a wig. I don't know. I have a tiara. I don't have a wig though.
I mean, that's kind of better.
Right. Oh my God, this is so fun. Jason, amazing, amazing. Thank you so much for taking the time, really, for doing this interview. And I hope the listeners connected and they got something out of this interview because I think it's really important. Like, one, what you do, your attitude, you know, your future. Like, I think it's really, really cool. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. I loved it. And I'm so proud of you. I love this.
Thank you so much. There is so much more to talk about, but unfortunately we're out of time. I think I will hit you up and have you on a future show and you can kind of give everybody an update of what's in the horizon. All right. Great. So thank you everybody for listening. This is Stevola and I am signing out. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Style with Stevola, a Jacob Media production. If you're interested in learning more about the power of the radio hour, contact Joe Kraus at 267-261-3428. This program is a paid commercial announcement and does not reflect the views of WPHT or its management. Today's program has been pre-recorded.